Bishop Walden is the son of the late James Walden Jr. and Jeanette Walden. That's me. He's married to Pastor Lady Yvette L. Walden. He is a addiction counselor. Bishop Walden is elected international presiding bishop of Maranatha Faith Fellowship. So now I introduce you, Bishop Walden. Okay.
Come on, let's bless the name of the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If y'all don't mind if I just get myself, amen. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord. Today, because you cared for me in such a special way, that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. And mighty God, I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed. My soul is at rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. Just one more time, if you don't mind. Thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed. My soul is at rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that our eyes have seen and ears have heard. We give your name praise. We give your name glory, God. For you are the only wise God. And we bless you. Father, we ask that you would tabernacle with us at this preached moment, that our lives may be changed, that we shall go out into this lost and dying world, God, to tell them about a Savior who is risen, to tell them, God, that there is hope and there is a tomorrow. We give you praise and we give you glory. Hide me behind you, God, that only your people see you. And not me is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We give honor to the Lord, who is the creator and the sustainer of all things. We bless him for his son, Jesus, who is the propitiation for our sins. NIV version means he paid the price. We bless God for the precious Holy Ghost that keeps us, even if we don't want to be kept. Hallelujah. When you got the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, he'll keep you. Hallelujah. When you don't want to be kept, when you still want to slap people. Where my real church folks at? Because that's them pretend church folks that say, well, I don't never want to slap nobody. No, it's some people that the bishop want to slap. Oh, but the Holy Ghost. Somebody holler, the Holy Ghost. He is a keeper. Yes, he is. And he'll keep you. Hallelujah. There's an old song that says, if you let him. Hallelujah. He'll keep you. I bless God for the awesome angels of this house. Hallelujah. In the personage of Bishop Lyons and Lady Lyons, I bless God for you. I am thankful that they have invited me. Even if I were not preaching, had they invited me, I'd have been here. Because I love these two, and I love Unity Worship Center. Hallelujah. My mama's birthday was on the 6th, and when they originally scheduled a date, we had a dinner scheduled for my mama. I called my mama and said, Mom, we got to change your dinner. She was okay with it. Amen. But we were able to put our dinner back on the day it was supposed to be. Amen. And so we're glad to be here. I'm glad that those who have traveled, my mama and Elder Werner traveled with me. They don't trust me at 49 years old to be able to drive by myself. Hallelujah. So my wife sent some babysitters with me. Amen. Amen. I bless God for my awesome wife, Pastor Yvette L. Walden. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. She would have been here, but our children are doing service for the entire month from the front to the back all the way and preaching. And so she said, at least I'm going to be in the house. One of us got to be in the house, make sure they stay theoretically sound. Amen. Amen. And so they are there, and I've been on my spy cam spying on them while they was in service. Amen. Amen. I bless God for each and every one of you. We're going to get down to the word of God. God has sent me. I was wondering, Bishop, why God didn't allow me to move this message, because I don't just preach just to have an engagement. There are plenty of them that I turn down. Because, see, I got a job. And that pays for my house, it pays for my car, and it pays me to eat where I want to eat. So I have to preach what he says preach. Amen. And so he wouldn't let me up on this. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 4. He wouldn't let me up on this. God said, I'm going to give you a prophetic word for the house. And then you can go on back down to Georgia. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But I do smell that food sitting from here. So I may have to get a plate. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4. Let your finger rest upon verse 8. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 8. And when you have it, holler back at me. Give me that word. Amen. Trusting everyone has 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 8. And it reads likewise. One day, Elisha traveled to Shunem, where a prominent woman lived. She insisted that he stop for a meal. So whenever he was passing through, he would stop in there for a meal. She said to her husband, look, I am sure that the man who regularly passes through here is a very special prophet. Verse 10, let's make a small private upper room and furnish it with a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. And when he visits us, he can stay there. And one day Elijah came for a visit, and he went into the upper room and rested. He told his servant Gehazi, ask the Shunammite woman to come here. So he did. So she came to him. Elijah said to Gehazi, tell her, look, you have treated us with such great respect. What can I do for you? Can I put in a good word for you with the king or the commander of the army? And she replied, I'm quite secure. Verse 14. So he asked Gehazi, "What can I do for her?" And Gehazi replied, "She has no son, and her husband is old." And Elisha said, told him, "Ask her to come here." So he did. So he did so, and she came and stood in the doorway. And he said, "About this time next year, you will be holding a son." She said, "No, my master, O prophet, do not lie to your servant." The woman did conceive, and at the time specified, somebody say specified. At the time specified, the next year, she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had told her. The boy grew, and one day he went out to see his father, who was in the harvest workers. And he said to his father, "My head, my head." And his father told the servant to carry him to his mother. So he picked him up, took him to his mother, and he sat on her lap until noon, and then he died. We bless God for his word right there. Oh, help us, Jesus. Help us, God. Won't you look at your neighbor real good? Look at him. I know we're in a pandemic, but just look at him. You don't have to touch him. And tell him, neighbor, or neighbor, don't bury it just yet. Come on, tell him, neighbor, or neighbor, don't bury it just yet. Come on, get you another neighbor. That one didn't shout with you. Come on, get you a shout, neighbor. And say, neighbor, neighbor, neighbor. Oh, my neighbor. Don't bury it just yet. How many people like to prophesy to themselves? Come on, say, self. Oh, self. I know you've been going through. But don't bury it just yet. Put a praise right there if you can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't bury it just yet. How many people in here get frustrated with waiting? Y'all ain't talking. I said, how many people in here get frustrated with just waiting? I don't know about you, but this pandemic has caused all the drive-through lines in Georgia. Maybe it don't happen up here in Louisville, but they be wrapped around the building. I can't go to Zaxby's and whip in the line and be the third car anymore. I got to be out to the street. And I'll call my wife on the phone and I'll tell her the line at Zaxby is all the way to the street. Maybe I need to pull out of this line and go to Chick-fil-A. They closed on Sunday, but I will go to Chick-fil-A. Y'all ain't talking. I'm sorry, Kanye West took over for a second. And so, my patience level has decreased in the midst of this pandemic because I want to go to drive-thru and at least get my drive-thru meal, not at a sit-down restaurant, but my drive-thru meal takes an hour, and I find myself going from restaurant to restaurant because I do not like to wait. Some of us in here will go to another restaurant, and because our glass is empty and the waiter seems like they're too warm, we watch them like a ping-pong ball going back and forth and back and forth because we do not like to wait. Many of us have become microwave people because we don't like to wait. Y'all ain't talking in here. We used to cook the turkey in the oven. Oh, help me, Jesus. And now we got microwave turkey people. Hallelujah. Because we do not like to wait. And what I discovered, brother, is that I looked up the word to wait. It means to pause. Mm-hmm. It means to stay where you are until, somebody say until. Stay where you are until something happens. That's what it means to wait. The Bible teaches us that for they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Because you're waiting, you shall mount up on wings as an eagle. Well, y'all ain't talking. Somebody read the Bible. You shall run and not get weary. You shall walk and not faint. All because you learned how to wait on the Lord. See, everything does not come in an instant. Y'all ain't talking in here. Some stuff is only good when you wait on it. Bishop, they got instant coffee now. Well, you tear the top off the packet, you pour it in, you put some hot water with it, and then you stir it up. And you can call it coffee if you want to. But what I learned is you got to go back to the waiting mode, like with Maxwell House coffee. Because when you put it in the percolator, watch this, the instant stuff don't wake nobody up, but the stuff that comes through the percolator will wake up the entire house. You got to learn how to wait. There's an old saying that says, good things. Oh, y'all know that one too. Come to those who wait. Tell somebody you got to learn how to wait. See, when we bought it in November, Bishop, and so when the springtime came, I was ready for my trees that I paid for to begin to bud. And so I started looking at my neighbor's trees, and they had flowers on their tree. They had leaves on their tree, but my tree still looked like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And I said, I paid good money for this tree, but nothing is happening. So I called my daddy, and I said, Daddy, my tree, I'm going to chop this tree down, and I'm going to get them to come, builder to come and put another tree up. And he said, learn wait. I said, okay. He said, you got to go give it the scratch test. You got to go out to the tree, take your fingernail, scratch it. See, we real country. You got to scratch it a little bit. And see if it's still green, because if it's still green, watch this, something's coming up later. See, I didn't scratch low enough. I started pulling off little branches and stuff was brown, and I still wanted to cut it off. And lady, right here, I went one day, and we was coming home, and nothing was happening. And I told my wife, if ain't nothing happening to this tree tomorrow, it's a goner. But some way, somehow, in those 24 hours, when we came home the next day, I saw little green shoots shooting at the end of the limbs. And I went up there and I said, my God, it looks like leaves are getting ready to come. I called my daddy and said, Daddy, I ain't going to cut it down because stuff is coming out the end. He said, I told you, if you just waited a little while, everybody's tree is not your tree. Oh, help me, God. Your tree is, but you watch it. You got an oak and they got red tip trees. Y'all ain't talking in here. And watch this. You have to wait sometimes. Watch this for the things that are coming in your life because it's not going to be instant. That tree got so many limbs on it now. Y'all ain't talking. Every time my mama drive up, she said, you want that thing pruned? I said, no, let it grow because it's been through. Oh, help me, God. It had to come through some stuff. And watch this, let it grow the way it wants to grow. Don't stun it. Watch this, don't cut it back. But let it be because we had to wait on the tree. Somebody said, give it time. So when we go to the text, we find this woman, her and her husband, minding their own business. And then here comes the prophet of God by the name of Elijah and his servant Gehazi. And they're going by, and she sees this man, and she says, why don't you come in here? This is the Deontay Walden version. Why don't you come in here for a little supper? All right. Y'all ain't talking in here. We got a little extra supper. We just need you to turn in for a while. How many folk know that sometimes people are passing you by, you don't even know why you're speaking to them? You don't even know why you done paid it for it and paid that dinner. Y'all ain't talking. You don't know why you done the stuff. You just did it because you just following the unction of God. This woman was following the unction of God, telling the manservant to turn in and come eat. And so I guess she must have been able to cook, because the text would tell us that she went, he kept going back. And because he kept coming back, she tells her husband, let us make a room. Let us make some space for this man of God. I perceive that he's one of God's prophets. Let us make some space for him. So that not only if he is hungry, if he's tired, he can stay in this house. And so the man of God of the house decided to follow the unction of God through his wife. And he began to build the room for the man of God. And the text would tell us that he stayed there time after time after time. First thing I want to tell you is, watch this. If you want God to move in your life, build some room for him. Y'all ain't talking in here. Add a little space on your life so that you will be able to say, God, tabernacle here. Live here. Dwell here, God. Begin to rest in this place. See, that's what you do in a room. You rest. And what she was saying was, God, rest on this house. And how many folk know God can't rest in a place and don't bless the place? Y'all ain't talking in here. God can't rest in a place and don't bless the place. Come here, David and Obed-Edom. Y'all ain't talking in here. The Ark of the Covenant rested in Obed-Edom's house. Watch it. Didn't get all the way to the city of praise. Watch it. But where it rested, it blessed. Oh, y'all ain't talking in here. What God wants to tell you, if you just make a little room, come here, Jonathan McReynolds, if you just make a little room for me, watch this, I will bless you beyond measure. I'm not talking about a car. I'm not talking about a house. I'm not talking about a fat bank account. I will bless you, watch this, at the point that you need it, not want it, but need it. Because see, some of us keep praying to God for stuff we want. And it ain't the devil keeping it from you. It's God saying, I'm trying to bless you with what you need. You don't need another car. You don't need another house. You don't need, oh, y'all ain't talking in here. All that other stuff you don't need. But what you need to, watch this, expand your faith, that's what I want to bless you with. So the man of God comes to her house. I'm about done. The man of God comes to her house. He's resting. And he says to his servant, what is it that she needs? Now watch this. She got enough money to build on a room. Now I don't know if y'all tried to build on to your house yet, but that's expensive. We tried to have some man come convert our garage. It's all the way painted on three sides. Got a good floor already. All he had to do, Bishop, was throw two windows in and build something under them and paint. He won't charge us $5,000 to put two windows in. Y'all ain't talking. It's already got air. What are you doing? Y'all. So watch this. So what we've got to do, you got to have money in order to build on. So the servant could not say she needed money because they had money to build on. She didn't need land because the house was sitting on it and they had a farm. So they didn't need land. So what is it that they need? So he sends the servant to the woman and she said, I'm good. That's my verse. She said, I'm good. There's nothing that I'm lacking. I was trying to bless you, not you bless me. But watch this. The blessing principle of God is when you bless him, it invokes him to bless you. So even though, watch this, even though the woman said, I'm good, the prophet of God, the representation of God said, it must be something that she needs. And the servant says, well, they doing good right now, but her husband old. And he going to get up out of here one day, and they don't have no sons to carry on this stuff. He told her, bring her here. He looks at the woman and he says, by this time, next year, somebody say next year. Come on, say it like you mean it, next year. Come on, say it like you mean it, next year. By this time next year, watch this, that which you do not have, that which, watch this, which does not look like is in your future, will be here. Oh, y'all, somebody gonna catch that right there. By this time next year, what has been void out of your life will be here. By this time, what your hater said you could not have, by this time next year will be here. I dare you to throw your head back and preach with me about 30 seconds and say, yes, it will be here. See, she was not afraid of the year. See, some of us would have been mad with the prophet because he watched it. He didn't prophesy and say in 7 days. Oh, y'all ain't talking in here. He said, watch this, what is coming is going to be here by this time next year. So what that means is you have to exercise your faith in order to see what is not here this year, what is not here in 7 days. You have to exercise your faith to know that it is going to come. And she said, don't be lying to me. Y'all ain't talking in here. Because see, what that means is, I've been waiting on a child, but it just hadn't happened. Y'all ain't talking. I've been waiting on a breakthrough, but it just hadn't happened. I've been waiting on a healing, but it just hasn't happened. And I've been waiting on it. And watch this. I have waited for so long that I have pushed it to the back of my mind and thought it wasn't going to come. Don't be playing with me, Mr. Prophet. If you say that it's going to come, then let it be. But if you just saying something to tickle my ears, shut your mouth. I'm sorry. That's my version right there. Don't tell me about what's coming. And then it don't come. Said by this time next year, it's going to happen. And the text tells us that she did give birth and the child grew. See, what God is getting ready to do for you, it ain't going to be a one-hit wonder. Y'all ain't talking. It's going to grow. I'm going to go talk this side over here. I said, God ain't doing no one-hit wonders. What he does for you, it's going to grow. Because watch this, God ain't an Indian giver. When God give it to you, watch this, he wants it to multiply. Come here, Genesis 1 and 28. He told Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply. Y'all ain't talking. Don't just have fun in the garden. Y'all ain't talking in here. But it's going to be some more people in this garden with you. It's going to be some more stuff happening in this garden for you. Watch this. You just got to multiply. Yeah. What God is speaking over your life prophetically is it's going to happen. But don't get settled in the happening. Yeah. Understand and know that it's going to replicate itself. It's going to multiply. It's going to double. Y'all, it's going to grow exponentially in your life. So just expect it. Tell somebody expect it. Come on, tell them expect it. And so this child grew. And the text says that this child became of an age where he went out into the field with his father. Can I say that's what he was supposed to do? Y'all ain't talking in here. He didn't play Xbox all day. Oh, help me, Jesus. He wasn't asking for Fortnite cards for Christmas. He didn't ask for all that. What he said is, I'm going out here, watch this, to learn what my daddy does. He did what was normal. He did what he was supposed to do. He did what was in the course of his life. And he goes out there, but watch this. He did not understand that things were going to happen while he was out there. Something happened to this boy's head. The commentators, Bishop, suggest that he had a heat stroke because he was not used to going out there and working in the heat. But he began to say to his father, watch this, my head, it's hurting. Something's going on in my body. And the daddy cared for that child so much that he told one of the servants to take the child in the house with his mother. Watch this. Daddies can raise you, but mothers nurture you. Oh, y'all ain't talking in here. I said, daddies care for you, but mothers nurture you. And he knew that if I could get him to his mama, watch this, that boy would be okay. Y'all ain't talking here. Daddies just tell you, kiss your boo-boo and keep on working, son. Keep digging, keep digging. You'll be all right. Keep digging. Y'all ain't talking in here. Mama said, oh, come here, sugar, sugar. Y'all ain't talking in here. And so he knew to send him to his mother because the mother would nurture him. God has sent some of y'all to some place that's nurturing you. Y'all ain't talking in here. We done all had some isms and schisms in our lives that have messed us up. But God has sent us into some places. God has sent you to Unity Worship Center. Watch this. So they can say, come on in here, sugar, sugar. Oh, y'all ain't told. Help me, God. I feel God pushing on me today. He sent you in here. Watch this. We know you got locked up. Come here, sugar. We know you've been on dope. You've been on crack. You've been on Molly. You've been on that good kush. Y'all ain't talking. Come here, sugar, sugar. Because we want to get you to the bomb in Gilead, not the bong you've been smoking on. Come here, sugar. Help me, Jesus. So we're nurtured. Watch this. The text says that he sat on his mother's knee until noon, and then he died. Y'all ain't talking in here. It birthed into my life. The business came, but the pandemic hit my business, and it died. Y'all ain't talking in here. The people were coming. Then we start this online church stuff. Folk don't want to get out their pajamas no more. Y'all ain't sipping orange juice. And then we opened up talking about you can wear a mask and sit 6 feet apart, and now it seemed like it died. Y'all ain't talking. I got the good job. They paid me what I wanted to pay, and now they laying me off. Talking about slow unemployment. Y'all ain't talking. And then it died. And I just want to answer the question some of y'all done had in your head, but you too spiritual to ask. God, why this thing died and you gave it to me? Why does it seem like I'm going through a dry season and you the one who sprinkled the water, God? I'm going to say it for you. Why am I going through this when I'm your servant? I done sang on the praise team. I done ushered at the back door. I done brought the pastor water. I done preached sermons. I done prayed heaven down. And now what you gave me, God, has died. One of the things you got to understand is it don't look like what it is. All right, all right. Y'all ain't talking. I'm speaking prophetically now. It does not look like what you see. Because one of the things I've done a study on death, and death is a pause. See, we look at it as an end, but God looks at it as a pause. That's why, watch this, in I believe it's in Corinthians where it talks about death and death, where is your sting? Watch this, when you do a study on that word, you would find out that, watch this, death is just a pause. It's a point of sleep. Y'all ain't talking in here. We can't see the breath. But it is not the end. Come here, Jesus. They thought Jesus was dead. Put him in a borrowed tomb. But the text says that in 3 days, he rose again. Oh, with all power in his hand. How can a dead man, y'all ain't talking, get up? Because death, watch this, in our eyes is the end, but in God's eyes, it's a pause. So watch this, when the child dies, she's looking at the natural, oh, help me God, the natural of the child and not the spiritual of the child. Can I parenthetically tell you in your life, you looking at, watch this, all the stuff in your life fleeting through your hands in the natural. God is saying, if I designed the world from the end to the beginning, I knew it was going to look like the business was failing. I knew it was looking like your children were crazy. I knew it was looking like your business was going to fail. But watch this, I've got it all in my hands. I just need you. Watch this. I'm going to cuss right here. I just need you to trust me. That's what you say you do. But how do I know that I can trust you unless something look like it's about to leave you? God just downloaded this. Don't blame me. Watch this. See, some of us, when we in our relationships, we be so booed up. I can say that in here, can't I? We be so booed up. But as soon as we finna break up, I ain't never liked you. Some of y'all done said that. Take your little stuff. Y'all ain't talking in here. Well, now, we ain't saying that when he gave you the diamond. We didn't say that when y'all went to the fine restaurant. And when your girlfriends wanted them, you didn't say that. When you stood up and took your earrings off, Vaseline'd up, put your tennis shoes on. It's only when times get tough that we start talking like that. See, that's how you know that you're in love. Y'all ain't talking. When you can stop all that smackety talk and be like, you ain't going nowhere. The Bible said, he that findeth, and I found it. Come on. Y'all ain't talking in here. Now, you can go in there and be mad if you want to. See, I just talk about me and my wife. See, one day she got mad, and she was about to take that engagement ring off. I said, baby, take that off. It's going back to Freeman Jeweler. You can be mad with me. You can slam my car door. You can go in there. Don't call me for a week, but don't take that off. Because we made for each other. Now, we can have all the heated discussions we want to, but guess what we doing? We going to stay right here at this here house. Y'all ain't talking in here. See, y'all the ones who go for that 99-99 divorce stuff. Y'all ain't talking. But when you have found the one, watch this, you don't let it go. Somebody holler, help me, Jesus. So this mother has this child and he's dead. The text says that she took her dead child to the upper room that they built for the prophet. She lays this child on the bed. The text says she turns around and she walks out the door. Watch this. Here's a key point. Tell somebody to pay attention. She walks out the door and shuts it behind her. Tells, don't pay attention. Tell them pay attention. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. She shuts the door behind her. When you go up in this same chapter, you find the woman with the oil. The prophet, when he tells her to go and borrow some jugs, tells her, once you borrow them, go in your house and shut the door. And then you do your business. Come on down in this section of scripture, and this woman just automatically shuts the door. God spoke a word to me. He said, the first woman didn't know that you got to keep folk out your business when God is working on your business. Second woman learned from the first woman, ain't nobody got to tell me to shut the door. It's some nosy cats around here, and I don't need them in my business. I don't need them to get on the telephone and call the prophet before I get there. I just need to get to the prophet. Because you know how folk will tell your business before you tell your own business. Y'all ain't talking in here. They done peeped into your life a little bit, and they want to tell your business. She said, I am going to shut the door behind me because God has got some work to do. That's the next thing I came here to tell you. Some of y'all need to shut some of these doors. Oh, y'all ain't talking. I know we wasn't going to get too happy right there. We got too many doors open, too many portals open in our life for people to gaze in and start, watch this, prophesying in our life. Well, girl, the God giveth and the Lord take it away. That might have been your stuff, but he promised me this. And he would have told me that this thing was going to die because that's how the Lord will do. He'll send it to you and prepare you for it. But this wasn't supposed to die right now. I got to get out of here, shut the door. See, it's some people in your ears. It's some people on your prayer line who telling you what is against what God has said. Shut the door. If God ain't speaking it, I don't need to hear you right now. Bishop, we've been in a prophetic series at our church all of last month. And one of the things I had to teach our people is because it's preparing them for prophecy. Watch this. One thing I told them is a prophet ain't going to tell you nothing about yourself that God ain't already told you. So I'm not coming to a prophetic service for you to tell me about my life. You need to confirm my life. And you better not walk up here too fast because I sure will tell you off. The prophet comes to confirm. So watch this. I don't need people telling me anything contrary to God. So she says, I'm going to shut this door. I'm going to go to my husband. Watch this. Because watch this. What I'm not going to do is look for something. Help me say this, God. What I'm not going to do is look for something from God and be out of order. Ooh, help me, Jesus. God don't bless a mess. So I'm going to be in order. She goes to her husband. She said, could you command one of the servants to get me a donkey? And he looks at her and said, where are you going? And she said, I'm going to see the prophet. And he says to her, it ain't a new moon. It's not a new season. There ain't nothing we need right now. Why? Why are you going to see the prophet? Now watch this. She didn't pop off, roll her neck, and sling all her phobia yakky. She didn't do that. She just looked at her husband and says, watch this. Notice what she said. I'm a stickler for the text. She says, it shall be well. Y'all ain't talking in here. See, to a husband, that translates to something wrong, but you just don't want to tell me what's wrong. Y'all ain't talking in here. I ain't going to meddle in the business because guess what? I still got work out here to do. It must be important if you said it shall be well. See, I believe that life and death lies in the power of the tongue. So if she had said, our child is dead, that would have acknowledged what the people may have thought that she shut the door on. Which tells me that sometimes you have to even shut the door on your own thinking. I got to shut the door. I want to say he dead, but I can't say he dead. It shall be well. I'm trusting. So, watch this. Pay attention because it gets real fast right here. So she gets on this donkey and she tells the servant, hurry up. Don't worry about me. Because see, apparently the servant might have been worried about her falling off. Don't worry. I'm holding on. Hurry up. Y'all ain't talking. The text actually said, don't slack up because of me. I need you to drive this thing and drive it hard. I've got to get to the prophet. See, some of us need to make sure that we get to the place where the prophet is. Get to the place of the word fast and in a hurry. The text says she gets to where the prophet is, and just like a good armor bearer, here comes Gehazi out to meet her. You know how armor bearers do. They don't want nobody getting close to us that we ain't said beckon to come. I got one right here. She got a knife, a pink knife, probably in her purse right now. Somebody come at me wrong, she gonna be that Peter. Y'all ain't talking. And so Gehazi goes out to meet her. And he said, "What is thy wish, woman of God?" And she looks at him and says, "It is well." I didn't come here to tell you. I came here to tell him. It's well. I can imagine with my sanctified mind, he just kept trying to press her to get it out of here. Well, you ain't getting through me to see him until you tell me. And she said, "It's well. I ain't moving. Y'all ain't talking. I need to see him." Watch this. So much so that the prophet looks at her and says, "Let her come." She comes up. She falls at the prophet's feet. And the prophet says, "What is it?" And she said, "That boy, that blessing, that job, that house, whatever it is, that stuff that you, that healing, whatever it is that you gave me, is dead. I need for you. I wasn't going to tell nobody else but you. Because watch this, you gave it. I didn't ask you for it." Well, where my real folks say that could be real with folks. "I didn't ask you for it. My life was okay without it. You the one who brought this to me." And watch this, he ain't lived to fruition yet. It ain't come to fullness yet. And it's dead. I need you to do something about it. And what he tells her is, he says, "Take my staff. Go lay it on the boy." And she tells him, "Oh, okay, Gehazi, I go lay the staff, but I'm not moving until you come." Now watch this. Here is what God revealed to me in that. Watch this. When Moses went to the Red Sea and he asked God to divide the sea, God says, "Use what's in your hand." Y'all ain't talking. All I need for you to do is use the staff, the visible representation of God, to part the sea. Y'all ain't talking. Come here, David. Y'all give me 5 minutes. I'm done. Come here, David. David says, "When I'm down here tending to my daddy's sheep, the reason bishops carry that staff is because it's representation of me keeping God's sheep. And if a sheep falls in the water, I'm supposed to take that hook on the end of the staff and bring the sheep out the water." It's the visible representation of God. He said, "Take the visible representation of God and go and lay it on your son." But here's what she did, woman of God. She said, "I'm not going till you go." Now watch this. God gives you a leader to help lead you to the place of being blessed. But some of us take the leader and put them on the pedestal with God. And so when the leader says, "Go forth, God gave me a word that you're supposed to go with," you say, the word can go, but I'm staying here with you, Bishop Lyon. Oh, y'all ain't talking in here. I'm staying here with you. Watch this. It's not me. It's not power in me, but power through me that allows things to operate. Take the staff. Had she taken the staff, the representation of God, and laid it on her own son, the son would have come back to life. But the delay happened because I'm not willing to follow what the man of God says that God wants me to do. I have got to follow the word. Somebody say, follow the word. Word ain't gonna lead you wrong. Because it don't take me coming to a hospital to revive. All it takes is you taking the word. I'm out of here. I'll see y'all later. Take the anointing that's been imparted into you and go impart it and heal people. But you waiting on me. And I'm stuck on 75 in traffic. I'm tired. I'm at home sleeping. I got my phone silenced. But when you take God, who has never sighed, oh, help me, God, your situation can turn. So because she wouldn't go, the man of God went. I got 3 minutes. The man of God went. And when he gets to the house, he goes into his room. He goes into the upper room. And the text says that before mama could come in the room, and before daddy could come in the room, and before all the naysayers could come in the room, he shut the door behind him. Y'all ain't talking to tell somebody there's something about shutting that door. See, when God is getting ready to work, don't allow people in there. They don't need to see it. Y'all ain't talking to here. Some of us prematurely tell folk to come in the room with us, and they be in there praying against it. Y'all ain't talking in here. I don't need nobody in this room but me and the Lord to do work. Y'all ain't talking in here. I'll let you see the evidence of it, but you ain't going to see the happening of it. Because I, watch this, I need God in this room. I don't need you coming in and talking about, get out of here with your false tongues anyway. I need God. Somebody holler, shut the door. He shut the door behind him. The text says he laid on top of the boy, mouth to mouth, nose to nose, eyes to eyes. And it says something real strange right there, Bishop. It says, and he stretched himself upon the boy, and the boy became warm. Sometimes you just got to stretch yourself. Stretch yourself in faith. I know it looks dead, but it ain't dead till God says it's dead. It ain't over till God says that it's over. See, some of us have been called the undertaker. But he said, we're going to stretch it. And the boy became warm. But watch this. He was warm, Bishop. But he was still not alive. The text says that he got up. Some of us gave up, but he got up. The text says he walked around the room, kept walking, and then sometime later he laid back down on the boy, eyes to eyes, nose to nose, mouth to mouth, and stretched himself again. Sometimes you have to repeat the process. Y'all, like somebody say, repeat the process. Just because it didn't work the first time don't mean it ain't going to work the second time. Repeat the process. Just because you came down here, you got hands laid on you, you were declared healed, but you went to the doctor and the doctor said it's still there. Watch this. Repeat the process. You got to learn how to repeat the process. Keep going till God says it's not anymore. But God ain't said no, so I'm going to keep going because that means yes. He laid on the boy. And the text says that the boy sneezed. He sneezed. He sneezed. 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 7 times he sneezed. Now, y'all got to know I don't have my glasses on today, but I'm a nerd. So I study everything. It is said in medical science that a sneeze is close as to death as you can come. Because when you sneeze, your heart squeezes together. And you better hope it unsqueezes. Y'all ain't talking. You're close to death. I said, God, what does that mean? God says he was close but he wasn't there. Y'all ain't talking. I'm giving you a physical sign to show that he was close, but he was not there. And watch this. What took him close to being dead brought him back from being dead. Oh, help me, God. God says, that's why we always tell people, bless you, when they sneak over, they about dead. Y'all ain't talking. What am I trying to say to you? There's a good sneeze in your situation. There's a good in your situation. What you got to do is to begin to see it. Because after this boy sneezed seven times, watch this, seven being the number of completion, watch this, the text says he got up off that bed. Head wasn't hurting no more, even if it was a seizure or whatever it was. Watch this, it was gone. And the Bible says, and then, after it was back alive, he was back alive, then the prophet opened the door and presented him to his mother. Watch this. Some of y'all got some presentations to make. Y'all ain't talking it here. Some folk done called your stuff dead. They done started cashing in the insurance policy on it, but tell them they's a lie. Watch this. It's a lie. Here it is right here. Woo, in your face. Y'all ain't talking it here. God says, whatever it is in your life that you thought was dead, don't bury it yet. Y'all ain't talking in here. Don't bury your dreams yet. It's some people in here. You talking about, I'm 50 years old. People talking about prophesying me to go to college. Go. Ooh, we got quiet right there, Bishop. Because it's not over. I know you had a child and that stopped you from finishing college, but college is still going. I'm talking to somebody because I can't get off of this. Go. When I graduated with my first master's, Bishop, there was a woman walking across the stage at 96, getting her first master. She had a walker. She had an oxygen tank. It was up to her nose. But guess what she did? She took that stuff off, took her degree, and took a picture with the president. And here I was saying, what is she going to do? Y'all ain't talking. Ain't nobody going to hire her. But watch this, Elder Werner. It wasn't about hiring. It was about finishing what I started. God is saying some of us have some stuff on the table that we need to finish because it is not over. Don't bury it just yet. It ain't dead. And I want to speak to some pastors. Watch this. The ministry ain't dead. It ain't dead. I know they done dug a 6-foot hole. The dirt is piled up. They done put the little green tarp on there. They got them little 6 chairs out there. But watch this. You need to tell them that's for somebody else. It ain't for me. Because my stuff is going to live. Don't bury it just yet. Watch this. I know that the business failed. You ain't got enough money to pay the rent on the building you had. But what God said, it don't take a building to have no business. God didn't want you to have them lights to pay for, that rent to pay for. You can sell that jewelry out the trunk of your car. Y'all ain't talking in here. We got one of the partners at our church. She sells jewelry. And she been putting that business on pause. True story. Just last Sunday, somebody came in and said, you still sell jewelry? She said, I do, but it's in the trunk of the car. My prophetic ears perked up. I went straight over to her. I said, can you receive from the bishop today? She said, I'll receive in Jesus' name, Bishop. What you got to say? I said, the Lord says, go to your car. Get all them trunks of stuff you got out there and watch this. Bring it up in this church and sell it right now. And she looked at me and I said, don't go off the religiosity of those folk who said, Doug, you can't sell at the church. This church over. We done gave the benediction. This is now your shop. Put it on this table, put it on this table, and on this table. And I said, jewelry sale, come get it, girl. Y'all ain't to where my folks at. And guess what? She made a lot of money. Folk was over there talking about 2 of these, 3 of these, 4 of these, 5 of these. Watch this. You got to watch this. Revive it. God didn't want you to have all that stuff. You the one who went and got the lease. Talking about, I feel God in this building. Then when I can't pay them $1,400 a month, did the devil, y'all ain't talking in here. God says, that wasn't the devil, that was me. Them $1,400 could have been in your pocket. Ooh. Yell back at me, don't bury it just yet. God ain't through with your situation. God ain't through. Watch this, he gave it to you to flourish you. And he didn't give it to you to die prematurely. He says, watch this. I need you to keep nurturing and have faith. There's not a mother in here that would let their baby die. Before your baby die, you are standing in front of them. The truck coming, but it ain't going to hit you, baby. It's going to hit mama. I'm bracing for y'all ain't talking in here. What you got to be able to understand is you got to learn how to stand in front of your blessing and say, God gave me this. I don't care who come, what wind blow, come hell or high water. I'm standing here like Wonder Woman. I'm standing here like Superman. Hit me. But in order to get to this, you got to go through this. Watch this. Somebody's saying, but we are frail. This is the last thing I'm going to say. Come get this, baby. Watch this. But he says, greater who is in me than he that's in the world. So I'm not standing here on my own. I'm standing here on a promise that he gave me. I'm standing here on a word that he gave me. And I'm not going to let it die. Now, if he tells me this is not the season for it and it's going to die, then I'm willing to give it up. But if God ain't told me that, I'm going to stand here until the end. Do me one favor, shout back at me one time. Don't bury it. Don't bury it. Just yet. God bless you. I'm out of here.